8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody! Woohoo! We are back with podcast number 30, and I got it correct this time. It is podcast number 30. And this is our celebration podcast. Woo! Because why are we celebrating?
It is 1 year anniversary of us starting this podcast, which was quite a surprise to us that we started it.
Yes.
But we're so happy we did. So we're going to have a little party right now. Let's have some music. Hit it.
I just want to say that to celebrate this monumentous occasion, I have written this number one hit song that will go around the world. It's our 1 year anniversary with Jen, Kat, and even little old me. Thank you very much.
Yay!
Yeah! Taking bookings through Kat. I'm using her ministry to spring forward into my entertainment career. Thank you.
We have cookies. Wish you all could have one. We're going to just take a bite in your honor. Here you go. There's yours to take a bite, Chris.
Okay.
We're going to share one, Jen. Are you ready?
One, two, three.
Yum. There you go.
Of course, you guys can't hear us eating them because they're so soft.
No, but we are watching our sweets, so we only have, we're really sharing.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Remember to have that in moderation, but always celebrate something special. Heaven is celebrating right now, too.
It's been an amazing year, and I'm really happy we were able to do 30 podcasts in 1 year.
Help launch Jen as an MC, podcast MC.
I hope I sound a lot better than from the very first podcast. So.
Yes, like the Property Brothers, they were stiff as boards when they started. But look at them now. You never know what they're going to do. You're never going to know what we're going to do. We might give you a hint.
That's right.
We don't promise to stick to all of that stuff. We're going to flow as we go.
So where are you guys going tonight? Where are you rushing up to?
Oh, we are...
have some fun?
we're going to go have some fun.
What are you watching?
So we're going to go see the...
Original
My Fair Lady. Woo. At the theater. They're showing it as a... I think it's the 75th anniversary?
75th anniversary, I think, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
If you've never seen it, check it out.
Yep.
It's a family-friendly movie, right?
One of my favorites. If you love musicals.
Yes, we do. We can't
help that. Let me ask you that, Kat.
We may sing and dance during
the
movie.
I was just going to say, I will probably sing during the movie.
You won't be there to hear us, but...
So let me ask you then. So from starting the podcast and when you've been on the road, have you noticed people coming up to you saying they found you through the podcast? You're getting quite a lot of response from that?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we have.
I actually just did when we were in Atlanta. Atlanta.
We had a couple people come up and say they discovered Kat through the podcast. And even on last year's cruise.
Yes, even on the cruise they said that.
The Baltic Sea cruise.
It's going around the world. See there?
So it's really awesome. I mean, it started out really small, but now it's really big.
It is big. And we do enjoy it. And we get to just be ourselves. And eventually we'll do a video podcast,
yes,
right?
Yes, a video podcast, that'll be
and
awesome.
And then you'll see us in all of our glory.
Won't be able to do that podcast in our pajamas.
Well, it depends. If it's cold and we have some really nice warm fuzzy ones, we might get our cap on too, and sit in front of our fake electric fireplace.
Our faux fireplace.
It is pretty though, right? Piece of art, really, but it does actually put out heat. So, here we go.
But we have some exciting topics that we're going to touch bases on. Maybe some slightly...
controversial subjects.
Yes, we like controversial subjects.
Because we like to, stir some things up amongst everybody. But
yeah, so it won't be boring, right?
We're excited about the new year. Mm-hmm. 2019.
We're actually going to be going and doing a couple tours in some new countries.
Yes.
Not just America.
How about that?
And we won't tell you who, but we actually have an invitation from royalty in London.
Woo.
That's going to rock you a little bit.
That's nothing to do with me because there's nothing royal.
Oh, we have nothing to do. Except that he's from there. Yes. And so that part is really true. We do. And we'll take pictures for you, and you'll have to go to Facebook to probably see them. But we're excited about some of the new things we'll be doing.
We got some new products, too.
Oh, wow. We will talk about products in just a second. But because I'm excited. This is really God's push for us to be in the marketplace with a lot of new things. Some will be fun. Some will be amazing. But we will be going to Israel, being flown over there.
In April,
going to Israel. And then in July, we'll be going on the British Isles cruise. Boy, that
is going to rock, isn't it?
And then in August, right after July, we'll be going back.
My birthday month.
Yeah, Jen's looking. We may take her to the tower for her birthday.
Wait,
have
what
a
tower?
Piece of cake. The Tower of London.
Oh, like, wait, what tower?
Isn't that where they...
So that's where the jewels are.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
That's where the crown jewels are.
I've already seen those.
Yeah, but maybe they'll let you try on a crown. That would be cool. Oh, yeah. Since we've been invited by royalty, maybe you'll actually get to put one on. Oh, that would be really cool. We'll use that for our podcast picture if she gets to do that for
us. So people are probably going to listen to this in the UK. So we're going to England on the cruise, but then afterwards, you think pretty much we're going to be there from which... Which kind of dates?
It's probably going to be probably from
August,
let's say like maybe the 12th or 13th, something
yeah,
like that.
Until about the 28th, 29th.
For two weeks at least.
Probably in London area. Yes.
Definitely London.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that London. If anyone's out there and they want to like keep their schedule a little bit free for that time.
Yeah, keep it free. Keep the dates. Hold the dates. We will be there. We've got some really solid invitations. One of them is sort of still a mystery, but it's a solid invitation. We just want everyone to know to please come. You won't be disappointed. The power of God's going to be there. And, hey, we will be there in person.
That's right.
Give everybody a hug and a lollipop. Yeah. You know, maybe a red, white, and blue one. Aren't you celebrating America? Woo-hoo! God bless America.
Oh, please stop.
I won't sing anymore. I just thought I'd share. So these are very exciting dates for us because we've not actually done these.
Yes.
We haven't been there in London, like to stay in hotels and stuff like that, and actually do kind of our own tour. And then, of course, flying to Israel, getting to, I was going to say, walk on the...
We're going to
walk on water.
Hey, you walked on air.
I did walk on air. We'll say that for another time. Not in Israel, but so we're going to be on the Sea of Galilee, in the Upper Room, the Garden Tomb, the Mount of Olives. We have got many places that they're going to actually be brave enough to let me speak from those places. And we may even record some of it so we can use it for a podcast.
I hope so. I won't be there, so...
Well, you'll be there in spirit.
I know.
I have a burning question, which I know the listeners want to know.
What is the burning question?
They want to know, how is fun a weapon in my life, and how do I activate it? And what does it do in the spirit realm when I get over some of the challenges that are going on around me? Because they're probably listening going, well, you guys are having fun, but you don't know what it's like for me right now. I'm not about to go around the world. How does it work, Kat? How does this
trust me. I know people are always going to be going through stuff, but we are more than conquerors. And if that's what you focus on, and even in the middle of everything, if you can laugh at the devil, because he is a loser, okay? Whatever you're going through is because he's afraid of you.
Yep.
He only attacks those who he is afraid of. I know that for sure. But I can tell you that I have, and many times in my life, been through very hard times. But in the midst of it all, I found time to praise God, regardless, and to laugh. Because when you laugh, the devil can't get in your head. That's why it is a weapon. And in this season, which is a season of justice, you need to rejoice over that this is a season of justice, especially for the body of Christ. No matter what country you're in, this is a season for justice. And so whatever you're going through is short term. And really, the way you look at it and focus on Christ will probably determine how long you're in that place. But in the middle of it, you can still bash the enemy, laugh, have a party, because the Bible says that he will set up a table for us in the presence of our enemies. And I know you always think that might be food to eat, but it's usually a celebration that comes from us with Jesus, and what it does is it causes great pain to the enemy when in the midst of our whole thing we're going through that we take time to smell the roses, because you know what? Jesus did that himself. When he left hell, came back up, got his body, the very first thing he did was not talk to everybody about how hard it was in hell. What he did was step in the garden, in the center of the garden, outside the garden tomb, and began to smell the roses and rejoice over them, how beautiful they were, the aroma of it, before he continued the rest of his business. That's what he did.
Yep.
So in the spirit realm then, say when you sort of do that, you're kind of activating something which is literally torturing anything evil that might be coming.
Absolutely, yes.
So you can imagine them screaming and running from you.
Yeah, please imagine that.
There's a movie that I like to tell people about that kind of represents having fun when things around you are falling apart. And it's a kids' movie, you know, everything I revolve around has to do with kids, but there's a movie called The Guardians, and it's based on characters like Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the
Tooth
Fairy.
You just went over the end, girl, when you mentioned that.
And one of the characters is Jack Frost, and but there's the evil character, which his name is Pitch.
Pitch, like pitch dark black.
Yeah, and he doesn't like the holiday characters because they promote joy and fun and happiness. So he starts...
And giving,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So he starts taking and causing the children to have bad dreams and things like that. But in the end, because he eventually causes all of the characters to disappear except for Jack Frost, and he realizes what it's going to take to stop Pitch from covering all of the children with darkness is by having them,
joy.
Getting them to have fun.
That's right.
And if you watch that movie, you will literally see what happens to Pitch when the kids, despite what is going on around them,
they laugh,
are having fun,
and play.
And the one little boy actually comes face to face with Pitch, and he says, "Aren't you afraid?" And he says to him, "Not anymore," or "No, I'm not afraid," or something, you know, because he's having fun. Mm-hmm. And then you literally see how
he's rejecting the darkness and the evil.
The evil
what
that
happens.
Pitch tried to surround the kids with actually comes after him.
It comes after
and
him.
And drags him away.
That's right.
And that, to me, represents what happens to the enemy when
we choose to have fun and celebrate.
So your homework then is to go and watch that movie and write a book report, and Jen will mark it on the...
You can mail it to our P.O. Box address.
Podcast comments. And if you don't do that, you're not saved.
Oh.
That did not come from Jen and I, okay? We will pray for Chris. But it is absolutely true that we must stop to have fun. In the Bible, it actually says the joy. It doesn't say anything else. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It really does say that. The joy, the happiness, the celebration of who we are, of who he is. That is what brings us strength. So number one, when you stop to have fun in the midst of everything else, loose all the junk from your soul and decide to have fun. Do something to make yourself laugh or make other people laugh, and begin to understand that you are helping Christ set a table in the presence of your enemies trying to take you down. And the joy of the Lord will begin to consume you, and then everything will change for you. So we want to encourage you, please take time to smell the roses.
Yes.
Jesus himself did when he went one of the worst times of his existence, died on the cross, went into hell, wasted hell.
Jen and Kat are going to
celebrate.
Sing you a happy song.
No, I don't know about happy. What is a happy song, Jen?
We're going to make one up. Ready? For all your listening audience to celebrate 1 year.
Go, Jen. Let the creativity flow. Open up that creative bubble, and I know you sing. You know what I sound like when I sing.
Yes, okay? I know.
So I'll start singing if you don't want to sing.
No, no, no.
You should see how embarrassed they are. That's what we're doing a video podcast for right now.
How about You Are My Sunshine?
No.
I'm just kidding. I can't even play that. I was just putting you on the spot. So.
Well, we're supposed to be ready in season, out of season, so I think that part is over.
Yeah.
So besides our new events that we are, so, and that's only a few of them, okay? We have a lot of things coming up. You'll see on our, and revealingheaven.com on our yes. events page, you'll see a lot of new things coming up. One thing I'm just going to throw it out there, the first time I think I've ever talked about it, we are planning a Weather Warriors event. And we will let you know all about that. And when you come, you'll actually get trained to be a Weather Warrior. So if you're interested in doing that right now, so far, it's supposed to be the first weekend in May, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the first Friday and Saturday in May is what we've got on our calendar for Weather Warriors. We'll give you more information, but you're hearing it first before anyone else in the whole world. So aren't you special today? This is a special day. We gave you something special first.
Yeah, we'll have new products for
that. We'll have, new products. Now we can talk about the products. We have some fun products coming up, right? So what are those?
Well, we're going to do like a special training thing for the Weather Warrior people where we're going to basically teach you, with a map and things like that. That
it'd be like a weather tracking kit.
Yeah, you can stick it on your fridge and then you can sort of declare heaven's declarations over situations as they happen. As Kat was shown, and you can sort of get on board with that and get some revelation and start doing it and doing it with your family every time you look at the fridge, which is quite often. So every time you go to get a donut, you will be bringing pain against the
enemy.
As well as your tummy, probably, but that's different.
And then we're looking at some.
Well, we already have a new one. We have a brand new one.
We got a new car magnet.
Yep. You know that little quote, we call them Kingdom Quotes, roll up your rapture rug and get ready to rule. Roll up the rapture rug and rule.
And it's a bumper sticker.
And so we decided to do something about it and make a declaration.
So it's a car magnet, or you could put it on your refrigerator, but...
It's pretty good size.
And it's really cool.
And what does it look like?
It's on a rug. You actually see it's a rug.
It's like great grandma's rug.
Yeah, really old rug. And then you see the words that says, roll up your rapture rug.
Scrolling up like in
Star Wars. Maybe we could put a picture on Kat's Facebook page just of the magnet.
Yeah.
So that people, if they listen to this, they want to see it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Well, we could do that, yeah.
And it'll be added to the website,
or we could
too.
Use it as so.
That will wake up everyone, no matter where you go. If you put that on your car, everyone is going to figure out, what are they talking about? What do you mean, roll up my rapture rug? What is ruling? Where does it say that in the Bible? We want to stir up people, but at the same time, we're sharing truth. This is the time to rule with Christ. Like you said, you will rule and reign with Christ now and in the world to come. And we need to let people know this is not the time to escape to the hills, help, feed the raccoons and the whatever else is up there, the bears, and share the gospel with them. We're supposed to be occupying, but not your rapture rug.
That's right.
Occupying means take authority, take dominion, and rule and reign with Christ. And we decided to put it on this amazing magnet. And you know at the beginning of Star Wars how the words kind of scroll up? Well, it does the same thing. On this magnet.
It looks like that.
We do have another quirky product, which is the coasters.
We have Weather Warrior coasters.
Yes, we have Weather Warrior coasters.
There must be a witty way you can use that.
Even if it rains on them outside, they will dry out when you bring them inside.
Yeah. So
you can
we
be an armchair, coffee-sipping warrior with that.
And then I know we're also looking into getting some... travel like tumbler mugs.
Yes.
Definitely going to do that.
For coffee drinkers or,
and put one of the images from the book on
there.
Yeah,
one of the book images on there. So that'll be awesome. And then
we have some other apparel designs that we're going to be doing.
Maybe a tote bag or something.
Yeah.
Or new notebooks.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of new ideas that we're throwing out there and floating around in our idea zone.
It will put heaven into this world.
And your sister is calling for this cinema date, so that's probably our cue to sign off.
We will sign off, but leave you with this. Do not let fear interfere in your life.
That's right.
But crush the darkness. Push it back. I just sent my host to 3 different places in the world. 33 billion of them are right now doing destruction in Venezuela, in Washington, D.C., Over in Israel.
Like,
yes.
I can't read your mind yet.
And I send them to pull down the strongholds of darkness, push it back, crush the plans of the enemy. And I also sent them, I hope you approve, to all of the fake news and the liberals who want to bring violence and destruction. I sent them all up and down the southern border of America, sent them there. So they are all very busy right now. We're making a difference with our lives. Your voice makes a difference in the midst of darkness to dispel it, to crush it, to push it back. And then we can all celebrate. Amen?
That's right.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
All right. We hope you guys enjoyed podcast number 30.
May the host go with you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.